Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Chulin, Daf Tzadi, Zayin, Amud Aleph. We were introduced to the notion of using a Kfela Arma, a non-Jewish cook, to see whether or not the taste of Isur has infected the Heter. Amarava, Meresh HaVekakasha Lihadetanya. So this is sort of a pickup of that. Rava says, originally I was bothered by the following Braita. If you have a pot that you use to cook meat, you should not use it to cook milk, dairy products. But if you did, it's asur only benotein tam, if the taste of the milk is felt in the pot. Or should we say, if the milk has the taste of meat that was cooked in there. Same thing with truma. And therefore, Rava's assessment was, Bishlama Truma Time La Coin. I understand how you could say, see if it has taste. You have a coin taste it. Because a coin could taste both the Truma and the Chulin. Ela Basar B'Chalav Man Time. Who's going to taste the Basar B'Chalav? Hashem Rabbi Yochanan Tzomchina Kfeil Arma. But once Rabbi Yochanan said we can rely on this non-Jewish cook, Hachanam Tzomchina Kfeil Arma. So that's what we do. The Amar Rava. And now Rava came to the following sort of series of rules. The rabbi said, in some cases, you can verify the taste with tasting, sometimes using the non-Jewish cook, and sometimes you have to use 60. Let's see how it works. When you have things that are of different tastes, and they're both mutar, like truma, betama, have somebody who's able to taste both things, taste it. So, for instance, if a Nazir has a little bit of grape fall into something, then a non-Nazir could taste it and see whether it has the grape taste. The Isura, if it's min b'she'ino mino, and it's something where it's asur for every Jew to taste, then b'kfela, then you have this non-Jewish cook. Min b'mino, but if it's two things of the same type, like meat that's nevela and meat that's shchuta, to leka make a matama, there's no way you could actually tell what the taste is. Or if you have min b'shein umino, but there's no non-Jewish cook around available, or non-Jewish culinary expert, b'shishim, then you use the measure of 1/60th. It's one in the next podcast we're going to assess and perhaps challenge. Now, here's a story. Hani atmata de'imluchu b'resh galuta b'gidid nashia. There was the house of the resh galuta, and they took a bunch of thighs of animals, and they salted them with the gidon hasheh inside. Ravina asar, Rav Acha bar Rav Ashi shari. So Ravina said it's asur, but one of Rav Ashi's sons said it's mutar. Atushalul mar bar Rav Ashi. So they went and asked mar bar Rav Ashi, who was sort of the senior son, I don't know if in age, but respected. So Amar lo Abba shari said, father would have permitted such a thing. Rav Acha bar Ravina. So now the other brother of Rav Ashi asked Ravina, Mai datech, why did you think it's asur? Is it because Shmuel's dictum that when you salt something, it's like roteach, boiling, and pickled, it's like it's cooked? But Shmuel himself said, as we saw in the previous podcast, that the rule in our Mishnah about the gid infecting the rest of the thigh is only if you cooked it, but not if you roasted it. You could eat right up to the gid. And you think that in Shmuel's other dictum, that maleach reku roteach means roteach mushal, boiling? But if in the second clause he said, pickled is like cooked, so the roteach really means roasting. Akasha, so it's really a challenge on Ravina. When we measure, we don't just measure the asur meat, let's say, against all the mutar meat, but we count the mutar meat. We also count the gravy. We also count the dregs at the bottom. We even count the pot. Now, ikaramik derat smasim, we mean the entire volume of the pot. Or what the pot has absorbed from meat in the pot beforehand of this cooking. What we use to measure is if we have isurim and there's no way to check the taste, we imagine as if the thing that's asur were an onion or a leek, which is very strong and it's giving off taste. So if you want to really make it hard, why don't you pretend that they're pepper or spices? Because even if you have 1,000 times as much as of het there, that they won't become negated. So Amalei, sure, it wasn't just an attempt to make it stringent. Sheru chachamim, they don't tam. Be serene, you tell batzal v'kaflut. Anything that is asur, the most flavoring that it's going to give is no more than an onion or a leek. Rav Nachman. Now Rav Nachman gives the following three pieces. Gid v'shishim. When you cook a gid with other meat, then there has to be 60 times as much. In gid min aminyan, the gid does not count towards that. It's entirely asur. Chal v'shishim, but a chal which is an udder, which has its own inherent problem of it being meat and milk together, you need 60 times as much of meat to be matirit. Uchal min aminyan, but the meat of the udder counts towards the heter. Beitza v'shishim, if you have an egg, you need 60 times as much eggs. We'll have to see which eggs this is. V'ein beitza min aminyan, but the offending egg doesn't count, because the entire egg is a problem, the entire ghee is a problem, but it's only the milk and the chal that's a problem. It's like Bered Rav Shoshayu. Chal atzmo asur, but the chal itself, the udder itself, is asur. V'nafolik der acheret oser, and if it then fell into another pot, it's oser further. Now, Amar Vashi, ki avinu b'Rav Kahana, when I was a student of Rav Kahana's yeshiva, Ibayalan, we asked the following question. Kima sharinan, b'didei misharinan, v'nafolik minei misharinan. When we measure heter, do we measure the pieces of heter, the iser? Do we measure the entire amount of the Isur, or only when it put out? So Pshita B'Yidei Misharinan, obviously you have to measure the whole thing. If it's what it put out, how do you know how much it put out? So Elamiyatav, if that's the case, we go back to what we just said, Nafalik Teracher Lo Yaser, a Kachal should not become Asur when it falls into another pot. Because what we're saying is that the entire Kachal was negated in the original pot, if it was Mutar. And so therefore it should be like it doesn't exist. So Kevin Amar Yitzchak Bered Rav Shoshaya, Chal Atzmo Asur, but the answer is since he said the Chal in any case is Asur, even if there were 100, 200 times as much of meat and the rest wasn't infected. So therefore, Shavu Rabban Chaticha Nevela. And here we're introduced to a concept of Chaticha Naset Nevela, meaning that the piece itself that was infected now becomes as it were a source of infection. So it can now Asur further. Okay, Beitzav Shishim Min Min Tzamin Aminyan, the third of the three things that Rav Nachman said was eggs. Now, Amr Ravidi Baravin La Baye, remember the Avatama? Do we say eggs give off taste? Amr Inshi, people have the saying, Ki Maya de Be'a Ba'alma. It's nothing, it's like egg water. It means it has no taste at all. He said, what are we talking about? Pepezata Froach, an egg with a chick in it. Avatme Alo, but a hawk egg or an ostrich egg, that's not Oser. Eitave, watch this challenge. We have a Tosefta in Trumot, Beitzim to Rosh Shlakan im Beitzim to Meot. If you have, right now we'll read it as eggs of a proper bird that were boiled along with eggs of an improper bird, of tmeot, kulana surot, which means that it's based on taste, and we say that eggs do give off taste. That's referring really to an egg with a chick in it. Michael, it's me. So why are you calling it tmeya, which gives the impression that it's a regular egg, but just that it's the bird that laid it is a tmeya? The answer is kevin di parfroch kari la tmeya, because we're calling it a tmeya because it has an afroch, which means it's not edible. The second half of that tosefta says, or the second part of this piece of the tosefta, it's actually longer than that, says beitzim shuslakam inza afroch beachat mehen, mentions an afroch in the second case. So if you cook a bunch of eggs, and one of them turns out to have a chick in it, if it was enough to be notein tam, then they're all asur. So michal dereish le par froach askinim. So it must be that the first case, the one we just invoked, is without a chick. The answer is no. Perushik mefarish. Actually, the second case is explaining the first case as follows: beitzim to roch lakana beitzim to mal tveyot im yesh ben notein tam kulan asurot. And now ketzad. What's an example? Can go into lakana inside froach beachan man if you found a froach in one of them. That's what beitzim tmeot are. Now, Achinam Mistabra, and by the way, you really do have to accept that, Tisaka Daitach, that interpretation, that the Seif is only explaining the Reisha, and is not a separate clause, Tisaka Daitach, Reisha Leit Bafroach, because if you think the Reisha is a case where there is no chick, then Hash Leit Bafroach, Asura, Deep Bafroach, and by it, the Seif becomes unneeded. Because if in the Reisha, when there is a chick in it, it's Asur, certainly, when there is no chick, it's Asur, certainly in the Seif, when there is a chick, it's Asur, so Imishim Halo Iriya, that's not a proof. On the Seifa Legli Reisha, maybe the Seifa explicitly mentioned that Froach to teach us about the Reisha, Shalotomar Reisha, by Froach. I would have thought the Reisha was where there was a chick. If there is no chicken, it's mutar. So Tana Seifa, the eat by froch, not the ratio to lay by froch, filo achi asira. Therefore, the Seifa explicitly mentioned a chick to tell me that the ratio must be a case without a chick, and it's still asur. So, and we haven't yet proven that the ratio is a case where there is a chick there, and it could be that we're going to claim that beitzim really are not in tam, even if not fertilized. Now, ha'huka zeta tarba denafa b'dikula de bisra. There was a kazayit of fat that fell into a pot of meat. So Rav Ashi, l'shi'urei b'may debala dikula. So he thought that we should measure it based on not only the amount of heter meat in there, but also what the meat that had been absorbed already into the pot. So the student said to him, "Ata tera bala v'isura labala." The pot has also swallowed, absorbed some of the isur, so it's the same ratio. Okay, there was a half kazayit that fell into a pot of meat. He said maybe we only need 30 halves, which means 15 kazaitim, which means 30 times, not 60. So Ravashi said to him, don't be so dismissive of shiurin that you're treating them so lightly. And the reason was he felt that since the whole thing is a chatzi shiur, we don't really need that much to be mevatel it. Rabbi Yochanan, chatzi shiur asur min haTorah. Rabbi Yochanan said, you know what? Chatzi shiur asur min haTorah. You might not be liable for eating a chatzi shiur, but the isur is stolen from the Torah, and therefore you need a full ratio of 60 against it, which would be 30 kazaitim, and not half of that, which would be 15 kazaitim. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We're going to pick it up in the next podcast with more discussions. We're going to go back to the eggs first and go from there. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.